Police in Charlotte, North Carolina are anticipating more demonstrations tonight following the fatal police shooting of 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott yesterday. Protests began peacefully last night, then escalated. Demonstrators blocked Interstate 85, looted trucks, and threw rocks at police. 16 officers were hurt. And this morning, Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Chief Kerr Putney said Keith Lamont Scott had been armed when police first encountered him.
In spite of their verbal commands, Mr. Scott exited his vehicle armed with a handgun. As the officers continued to yell at him to drop it, he stepped out, posing a threat to the officers, and Officer Brentley Vinson subsequently fired his weapon, striking the subject.
Scott's family disputes this claim and says he was not armed. Well, joining us now with more is Nick Della Canal, reporter with WFAE, and he joins us. Nick, welcome to Here and Now.
I'm glad to be with you.
So first of all, Chief Putney said, in addition to what we just heard today, that police saw Keith Lamont Scott in his car with a gun and tried to talk with him. So what more did the chief say?
Right. Well, basically, their police are saying the reason they were watching this man, Scott, in the first place is because they were searching for someone at this apartment complex who had an outstanding warrant. And it's still not really clear if the man that they shot, Scott, was actually the person they were looking for. Police really haven't said one way or another. Police are also saying that they basically watched Scott get into his car, or rather, he exited his car with a gun, and then they watched him get back into his car with a gun, and then for a second time exited his car with the gun, and that's when they shot him. Yes, and police are also saying that immediately after the shots were fired, the officers requested medical aid, began performing CPR, but transferred to a hospital, but he was pronounced dead.
Now, Scott's family, as we mentioned, disputes this claim, and they have a different version of events. What are they saying?
Right. Well, moments after the shooting, a woman who says she is the man's daughter went on Facebook Live and, while live streaming the crime scene, said her father was completely unarmed, that he did not have a gun, and that he was actually just waiting to pick up his son and was reading a book. And that's the view that many protesters have been taking. Last night I saw a protester with a sign that read, "It was just a book." And several other protesters repeated that to me. At a press conference this morning, the police chief did say that body cam footage does exist of the incident. But he said the department doesn't plan to release it to anyone, at least until the investigation is finished. And it's really anyone's guess how long that could take.
Well, Nick, as you mentioned, you were at the protest last night in Charlotte. And I believe at one point you actually encountered a mother, Queena Jones, who brought her six kids to the protest. So let's listen.
Yes.
These are your kids?
Yeah, these are my children. I was watching it live at home, sitting in bed, and I was so rageful. I just decided, I was like, we have to get up. Everybody grab your shoes. Let's go down. I know y'all got school tomorrow. We're going to stay for a minute. But as you can see, I've probably been here for about an hour. So it's just disappointing to me, and I'm glad that they're finally doing something about it.
So, Nick, we've seen the images of the more violent aspects of the protest. Tell us what you saw last night.
Right. Well, yeah, there were some violent aspects. I mean, protesters were throwing some rocks and bricks at police. Police were firing rounds of tear gas. But no, there were also people here who were just there to peacefully protest. There were incidences of police speaking with protesters and having some kind of dialogue. It was around sometime around 1 a.m. The city's deputy chief, Vicky Foster, I saw her talking to a small group of protesters. And she was just asking them about their concerns and just listening to them. And in fact, at one point, one protester asked her, "Well, what would it take for me to get a better idea of what police go through every day?" He asked her if maybe it'd be possible for him to participate in a ride along with a police officer. And she said, "You know what? I think we could make that happen." So that was a nice incident of police and protesters actually talking and maybe coming to terms on something. It wasn't all tear gas and bonfires last night.
Well, in the last couple seconds that we have, Nick, Charlotte Mayor Jennifer Roberts today called for calm and says she wants more peace and more dialogue in anticipation of more demonstrations tonight.
Yes, we know that there are two more planned protests for later today. One is planned at Marshall Park. It's a large public park right across from the mayor's office, actually in uptown Charlotte. And we know of at least one other planned protest for this weekend. Police have said that there will be a police presence at both of them.
Well, Nick Della Canale is a reporter with WFAE covering the aftermath of the police shooting in Charlotte. Nick, thank you.
Thank you.